This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so it turns out that Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise really may fight.
Whoa.
Oh, it's a real thing now?
Apparently.
Huh?
Even though Justin Bieber said he was joking when he wanted to challenge Tom Cruise to a UFC fight.
Ooh.
The president said, oh, no. Tom Cruise actually might be on board for this.
Hold on.
The president of Trump?
The UFC.
Oh, I was going to say. Was Donald Trump weighing in on this?
Dana White, the UFC president,
okay.
said right. that 56-year-old Tom Cruise may actually challenge 26-year-old Justin Bieber.
Oh,
yeah.
My
Do you,
God.
Since it's Throwback Thursday, do you remember Celebrity Deathmatch back on MTV back in the day where they had like the two clay, like, yeah. like the two claymation figures fighting?
Strange, uh-huh. yes.
They tried to bring it back,
yeah,
too.
It didn't
work. Stupid.
Yeah. It was.
That's why they didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? It's like nobody wants to watch clay figures except my weird 7-year-old.
Back then, everybody thought it was the coolest thing ever because you'd have Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera going head to head.
And boy,
everybody
world,
thought it was cool.
And boy, world, it was awesome.
In boy, world, thank you. That's a fair statement.
In boy, world, it was cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but it's a very weird genre to put do clay animation. I mean, you got to admit that. It's not for everybody. It's not like regular animation.
No.
It's a different type of animation.
They got to figure out a way to make this.
So it's going to be staged.
Happen.
It's going to be a publicity stunt. They'll let Tom Cruise win. That's the only reason he'll do it, because he'll make them write it into their contracts under Scientology.
You think... Never mind. Now you dropped the big Scientology. You're right. I was going to say, you think Bieber would let that happen, but no.
But the president of the UFC said that some real guys, quote unquote, connected to Tom Cruise, say they both really want to do the fight.
Oh, who? L. Ron Hubbard? The ghost of L. Ron Hubbard?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
That's... I would pay to watch.
I wouldn't pay, but I would want another one.
Correction. Let me backtrack. I would go to the drunk uncle in West Dallas, and I would watch for free. I would do.
I'm sure it's all publicity. Tom Cruise is probably like, oh, this might be funny.
Ooh.
I'm not relevant anymore, so somebody make me relevant.
Revitalize my career? Sure.
Don't mind if I do.
Bieber could use it too. Why not?
He's like, I got to win against Bieber. I'm not as screwed up as him. Nobody is.
We're live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. We've got free stuff this morning. We'll do some Summerfest tickets after 6. Shawn Mendes song of the day at 7 o'clock. Do you have good news to start the day?
Good God.
Can I start real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
I just got a 2700 on the little no internet T-Rex game that I have on my computer because when you don't have the internet... On Google Chrome, it gives you a little game you can play with a Tyrannosaurus Rex that jumps over cactuses and jumps.
Yeah.
And I got a score of 2,700 points.
Nice.
I'm being very productive because I don't have internet this morning.
Yes.
Well, why would we want to work with internet? They tell us not to print anything, and then they don't give us internet. And then here we are.
So you have to go on to an internet website to tell our IT people that there's a problem with the internet.
Uh-huh.
The problem is you can't do that if you don't have the internet. So I got to have my friend Gibbons go and do that for me.
Yep.
So when they read it at 8:30, when I get the internet, maybe I'll have a higher score.
Why does Gibbons have the internet and you don't?
Because he's plugged into the direct source and I don't have that.
This is the catch-22 of Riggs having an awesome, badass MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just doesn't plug into the internet. And when the Wi-Fi is not working, you're crap out of luck.
If I had a cable, I could plug in and work just fine, but I don't.
But why would you need a cable in 2019?
Nah, man.
You shouldn't.
No.
Then you shouldn't.
Tell me more, engineers.
We have Wi-Fi,
though. Tell me more about why it's our fault it doesn't work. Tell me more.
That's just the way it is, Allie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost the year 2020. We work for a competitive radio station.
Yeah.
We work in technology, media.
Uh-huh. A company that owns over 200 radio stations.
Yep.
But a Wi-Fi internet connection.
Too much.
No.
Too much to ask.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Brad.
Somebody give me the fax machine so I can beat the hell out of it in the field.
I bet our fax machine works well. This is the irony of all this.
Why do we even have a fax machine, quite frankly?
You guys remember this is supposed to be good news.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Any Gibbons. Have you picked? I'm on my period for crying out loud. Now you want more?
Jesus Christ.
Don't act like you didn't know that.
I knew. I've known for the last day and a half. I've been like, please come so you can go.
Then I actually do have good news.
All right. So my high score is 2,700.
Please come so you can go.
That's my question.
He knows this because I had to wait for the day I start on my period to get my birth control put in. So today's the day, Givens.
Hold on.
Today's the day.
Question.
She called from the bathroom when her period started and said, I'm ready. Let's install this thing.
I was like,
let's
yo,
go.
Doc, can we get the IUD put up in that bitch so I can have some sex?
Thank you, because I have questions.
Yeah, I know.
You were.
I was pissed you were here yesterday, so I couldn't update you.
Okay. You were going to get on the pill.
No, I was never getting on the pill.
I don't want
to be back on the pill.
You said birth control. I assumed the pill.
No, not anymore.
So you're going to get the is it IUD? Or?
IUD.
IED is...
I don't know what an IED is, but an IUD... I know what an IED is.
That's an explosive device.
That's exactly... Okay.
An IED is something they put up in your cervix so you can't get pregnant.
Yeah, my girlfriend has one, but
I
didn't know
that. And it lasts for 5 years and you don't get your period. It's genius.
Beautiful.
And then some crazy person in South Carolina commented on my Facebook post that was about birth control. How could I talk about birth control?
Is it in your...
Maybe I should abstain from sex until I'm married. I wrote this bitch back. I said, I am 40. Kiss my ass. I was like, what is wrong with you?
I would write back in 5 words.
I was like, listen, Grandma, I'll get a life.
Gibbons.
What the?
It's a real thing. I'll show you once we're on the air. It's like some crazy person in South Carolina.
Jesus Christ.
That like is pro-life and wanted me to abstain. And I just laughed like, I'm 40. Go away.
Hey, Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is this is the first time the three of us have been in a studio together in like 2 weeks. It feels like
roughly,
it's been 6 months. And I swear I swear to God, you think I'm lying. I swear on the WWE, okay, that I'm being 100% legitimate. I've never been happier to see the two of you ever in my life.
You did look happy when I walked in late, and normally you're like, what the hell? You're like, hey!
I swear to... You know what? And I'll open up the fourth wall and give a little truth to that. When there's a minute before the dirt tease, right, and like 5:20, right, I'll go and look out the window to see if Allie's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I went and looked out the window this morning and I saw Allie wasn't here, I was like... I'm home. Yes, it feels so good to be home.
Doesn't it feel so good to be back? I'm home. Back to where I know how things are going
to
run.
I swear to God, I've never been happier to see you guys, and that is the great news.
That's hysterical. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kevin. Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
If you didn't hear yesterday, 94 in Racine County. Two semi-truck trailers, multi-vehicle crash. Two people are dead from this. This is crazy. This is like, it was completely shut down northbound and southbound for almost 24 hours yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. And then I saw a photo that I believe was a semi like hanging over like an overpass.
Well, first of all, you had two people that died, right?
Yes.
And you had two semis, right?
Yeah.
And a gigantic fire. I can't imagine how long that took to just clean up, get out of the way, deal with the death.
Plus, there's all the construction there already, so it's already a mess getting in and out of there. That whole stretch has been
a nightmare.
Mess.
I agree.
Yeah.
It is a mess.
So many wrecks. So they said the crash happened when a southbound semi-trailer made a lane change, overcorrected, and then lost control. The driver hit the center wall and then caused it to be pushed into the northbound lanes, and then three cars hit the wall, and a northbound semi-trailer swerved to avoid another collision. That plunged like 30 feet off the side of the highway into the east frontage road. That's probably what you saw, Gibbons. How it went over onto that frontage road right over that little...
Which then must have been what affected the people trying to get around, because I was watching like stories of Facebook Lives or Instagram stories, and people were sitting there for 3 hours and they were trying to get down different streets. And I thought, every street, like, if you have the frontage road blocked too, then you're really screwed when you're trying to get around.
The sheriff's saying that second semi-truck driver was a hero because he essentially drove into the embankment and drove off the side and avoided hitting other people and killing more and, you know, hurting more lives. So said by turning down and risking his own life to avoid crashing into innocent people, they're calling him a hero. But yeah, two people were killed in that yesterday, and it just opened not too long ago. So that was what the mess was. People were stuck in their cars for hours yesterday.
Yeah,
well, that's what I was just saying. 3 hours I saw somebody in their car and they couldn't get anywhere.
That's what it was. So that happened yesterday.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah.
Yikes! Ready for this?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anne Hathaway filming a new movie called The Witches right next door to where the Harry Potter studio tour is in the UK. They have a Warner Brothers studio in the UK. So they were right by where all the Harry Potter stuff was filmed.
Yeah.
There's a tour. And basically, they were on set and they confirmed that even though it was an isolated workplace incident.
So Anne Hathaway is on set filming a movie?
Yeah. Okay. Her and a bunch of other people. It's called The Witches, and they're in, you know, England and all that.
Uh-huh.
Police are handling the matter, but they have not identified the suspect. So we don't know who stabbed who. We just know that somebody stabbed somebody and they're in police custody. So it almost sounds like somebody got pissed and stabbed someone, not like it was a stunt accident on a set of a movie. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, it does. Sounds like an aggressive stabbing.
They said one man sustained a neck injury, was taken to the hospital by ambulance, and then the other guy, who's 54 years old, was arrested on suspicion of wounding with the intent to do bodily harm and is in custody. So it sounds like two people on the set got pissed. One guy stabbed the other. Like a camera guy stabbed a stunt guy. I don't know.
That's bad, man.
But they definitely know each other.
Either you two ever got in trouble for stabbing somebody before?
Hell no. I thought about stabbing somebody, but I never did it.
Yeah, me neither. Totally. I never got
stabbed. You stab somebody for stabbing someone, Gibbons? You don't really do it.
Allow me to explain, okay?
I dream about it.
It was seventh grade. And I was
seventh grade.
Hold on. It was seventh grade, and I was the class clown in seventh grade, okay?
Yeah, real funny.
And a new kid came to school, Charlie
Everybody
Blair.
Everybody on the show was the class clown, so we're on the radio, dude.
Charlie Blair came to school, right? He started using my catchphrases that I would use. And there was one that was, "If you don't shut that hole in your face," which was a Titanic reference, right? So we're in art. We're in art class.
Somebody can't use a Titanic reference, the most watched movie of all time at that point.
No. Such a good Titanic reference, by the way.
Uh-huh.
But to act like he owns it.
Yes,
but
right?
It's the most watched movie. That's
so I told Charlie Blair, "Don't use my phrase again, man." And he did. So I went up to the pencil sharpener in seventh grade art class. I sharpened that bad boy real good and I stabbed him in the shoulder.
Jesus, dude.
Right in the
shoulder.
You're
crazy.
Yes, I am.
Got a lot of bad karma coming your way, don't you?
I could never stab anybody. I can barely open a Capri Sun. I would be terrible at it. I would be terrible at it.
I couldn't stab anyone either.
It would be bad.
You guys aren't any fun. You can't stab somebody. Of course you could.
No, Gibbons, not really.
This is not Jersey. This is a real life. Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And you're a grown-up, dude.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Sometimes you got to let go of the crap in your life, the stuff, the clutter. The boxes
You're
of
talking
things.
About things or
the
emotional
junk drawer.
Stuff.
No, I'm talking about physical things.
Okay. We have physical junk drawers, we have emotional junk drawers.
Amen to that.
I do put a lot of stuff in my emotional junk
Everybody
drawer, but I'm
does.
Talking about the physical stuff. Mm-hmm. I was going through some crap in the basement and I found a box of old yearbooks.
Okay. I can't even believe you have them that your mom gave them to you.
High school and middle school yearbooks.
Yep.
And for some reason, I can't let go of them.
I don't think you should. Why would you get rid of yearbooks?
Thank you. Yeah,
totally. I don't even think that's a question.
Why do I need to hold on to yearbooks?
Because it's your whole history. And when you look back and look for somebody or you want to show somebody your pictures, then you go, look, here's my yearbook. I think it's completely sentimental. And I think it's actually worse to throw them away.
That just gave me goosebumps. Because do you remember?
I don't think it's a question.
It was right around this time last year, I believe, that we all brought in our yearbooks
That's
at home.
Right.
All of a sudden, and we read our yearbook entries on the air. And it was hilarious because I remember mine, every girl in my yearbook was like, "So when are we making out?" And it made you guys think that I actually got chicks when I was in high school, which made me feel good about myself because I didn't. It's the remember when, the nostalgia, like on Throwback Thursday to open up a high school yearbook and see what Susie Smith wrote.
Well, it's not like you're keeping the encyclopedias from when we were kids and you'd walk over to the shelf and take one off.
And this isn't exactly stuff I can look up on the internet anymore either, because these are people that, well, they're memories that I don't have digital copies of anymore. I have to have a hard physical copy of it now.
You save seven books. Nobody's going to beat you up for that.
And it's not like you're sitting around a table at a bar with your high school buddies talking about, "Oh, remember when we were in football and we were
that
the Kings?"
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
I know guys like that. I know people like that. People that live and work in Waukegan are like that.
Right? I'm like, what the hell?
Look at my varsity letter jacket, guys. I was cool.
Yeah, ooh. People like that.
I'm nobody now, but I want everyone to think I'm cool.
But I thought that, because I was looking at things to get rid of, because there's were so many boxes in our basement. I was starting to clean stuff out, and I got to a box of yearbooks, and I thought, why am I holding on to these? But thank you for at least making me feel okay about keeping middle school and high school yearbooks.
I don't know why you thought I'd let you
up
either, because I would never get rid of yearbooks. I would keep my kids. I'm keeping mine.
Would you get rid of like a photo album? If you found like old photos from when you were a kid, from your 13th birthday party, would you get rid of those?
I don't know.
I have a whole thing. I have a whole like gallon Ziploc bag of pictures from childhood my mom gave me.
Yeah, I have one of those
too.
That I
would never get rid of because where would I gotta eat, how am I, what am I gonna do with them?
I've got the middle ground here. Keeping your yearbooks, not weird. You got your memories,
totally
right?
Normal.
Yeah.
When I was younger, from like 16 to like 20, I saved every liquor bottle that I drank.
Oh, geez.
And
dumb.
I hoarded empty bottle after empty bottle after empty bottle. That is stupid.
That is stupid, yes. And
when I got rid of those, when I recycled them, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, it felt therapeutic because I was like, I'm hoarding these, let me let go.
Right.
With yours, you shouldn't have that feeling. It's the good thing, the memories, man.
You wouldn't get a therapeutic feeling from throwing out your yearbooks.
No.
In fact, I'd almost cringe if I did that.
Get a feeling of either, honestly, if I threw them away, because I thought about throwing them out and I was like, I don't care.
Well, then what's the question?
A couple of my yearbooks aren't even signed.
Do you have?
Because they would give them to us the year afterwards. We wouldn't get them at the end of our high school year.
You know what? Hold on.
We would get our junior yearbook our senior year. So I'm not going to bring my yearbook in the first day of school. I have people sign it.
Say this nicely. Riggs, you don't keep in touch with anyone from your childhood. Gibbons and I are the type of people, we still talk to people
up
with.
No.
Like we are still best friends with a lot of people we grew up with. And I think that has maybe that's the difference.
It's got to be.
I could see my sister, who has no friends from like grade school, throwing her stuff away because she's like didn't keep in touch and whatever. Maybe that's the difference here.
Because I have one or two friends that I can count on my hand that I still talk to from that long ago.
And you've seen them how many times?
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
The only one
in
that I talked to from longest ago is my friend Bryce that I went to middle school with that now works for Family Feud. So I'll see him when he comes
through. Would you talk to him if it weren't for Facebook? That's the next question.
Yes, I would. Yeah. I would have stayed in touch with him because we did stay in touch even before Facebook.
But you don't ever see each other unless the other one's in town. So that doesn't count really either.
No. But it's also fun to go through the yearbook and take on your phone photos of your friends in the yearbook and post them on Facebook.
Yeah, look at you, Harv.
Look at Jesse with the bowl cut. I see. And Kyle with the bowl cut. And Jimmy with the bowl cut.
Everybody had a damn bowl cut.
Boy, girl, all
of them.
Had a
bowl cut.
Everybody had a bowl cut.
Get the picture of me with the bowl cut. I swear to God.
No
way.
It was 90s, yes.
It was like this, Gibbons. Here was my bangs. Blonde, bowl cut. And then my hair was about to right.
No. I can imagine that.
My God.
I have pictures to prove it.
That's awesome.
Screw you, Mom. I don't appreciate you making me look like a boy when I was little.
Definitely hold on to that yearbook.
I am getting all the Throwback Thursday feels. This is a beautiful, glorious day.
Yearbooks and bowl cuts.
I can't believe you were going to even think about getting rid of those, man.
I'm still thinking about it.
No. You got to keep them, man.
All right.
It's a must.
It'll be a box that'll stay in the basement.
Yep.
It'll stay down there.
One day you'll hang out with your buddy Fred and you're going to get interested and you're going to want to see them all. Guaranteed.
Fred loves going down memory lane. Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
That's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Summertime is here and that means lemonade stands. When's the last time you saw a lemonade stand?
The other day in my neighborhood.
Did
my
you?
Neighbors had one, the little girls. I was like, oh.
Yep, our neighbors too had one.
Aww.
Did you know that Country Time Lemonade has a whole program where they will basically give legal aid to kids that have fines in states where they aren't allowed to have lemonade stands?
What?
Some states will not allow a lemonade stand to be up and running without a permit because you're technically selling
food.
Get
a life.
I understand, but they do the same thing with food trucks, anything selling that's generating revenue. Uncle Sam and the state are going to want a cut of that and know how much money is being exchanged.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to pay a dollar for a Dixie cup of lemonade that has too much sugar in it, let's be real.
Right. So as of right now, there are 14 states that allow legal lemonade stands. Wisconsin is one of them that has it being passed through right now. They did pass a bill saying that if you don't generate more than $1,000 in sales, you're okay. $1,000 is a lot of lemonade.
This is like when you went to D.C., Riggs, and you said there were all these things they were voting on that were important. Not this.
I'm glad you said that because the Country Time Legal Aid is known for helping children to lobby to have lemonade stands legalized in their state, and they'll go and they'll pay the fines and they'll help these kids go to their congresspeople and talk to them about it.
Just to save the brand.
Yes.
Just to save the brand.
Not to be the old man in the room, but in my neighborhood, there is a lemonade stand on a very busy corner.
Yeah.
A busy corner where people are known for running the stupid stop signs, and this lemonade stand locks up our entire neighborhood for hours on end every Saturday, and I was ready to call the cops on those bad boys because I thought you needed a permit.
If you don't want to, I will.
But you said it's legal in Wisconsin, though.
Well,
they're
allowed
to have it. Time to call.
I do have time. If they're obstructing traffic, if they're causing a disturbance, I will call the cops on those kids. I don't care.
Riggs, what are you doing Saturday afternoon? And I'm half serious. I'm very serious. What are you doing Saturday afternoon?
I'm calling the cops on the kids in your neighborhood.
No, because you said $1,000. I need you to stand out at their stand and click for every dollar that they sell, because they sell those cups for $1 apiece.
Riggs is going to be the lemonade police.
Uh-huh. I'll take
Welcome
on that.
To his new job.
I will carry that sword.
Crossing guard?
Crossing guard, lemonade stand enforcer, yes.
No lemonade for you.
No.
Oh, my God.
Unless you have a permit. There's a 1099 permit is what you need.
Oh, Riggs.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this guy has said that he wants to play Wolverine, and no, it's not Jason Momoa. Yesterday, Gibbons, we talked about Jason Momoa said he would love to do Wolverine if there was an opening because he grew up watching Hugh Jackman, and he loves Wolverine.
Hold on.
And Hugh Jackman's getting older.
Yeah. I thought he could be a good...
No,
Wolverine. What?
No, he's Aquaman. Can we have one time where these actors play one superhero and stay to their one superhero?
Well, why not? Ryan Reynolds can be Deadpool and the Green Lantern. Why does he have to be one superhero?
I disagree with that.
Because he's Ryan Reynolds and we like to look at him.
There you go.
That's true. But
including in Taylor Swift's new video, hot.
True.
Oh, I haven't seen the new video.
Ryan Reynolds, there's so many celebrities in it, but Ryan Reynolds is in it. And I'm like, hello, Ryan.
Yeah. Ooh, now I know what I want to watch.
Ooh, that's good.
So Jason Momoa as...
No, but that's not who I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, I was just saying yesterday we talked about Jason Momoa wanting to be Wolverine, but this guy also apparently is interested in playing Wolverine, but there is a petition out. You ready for this? There's going to be kids listening who don't even know what we're talking about. Keanu Reeves, dude.
What?
Bro. Get out of here. There's a petition on the internet to make him the Time Person of the Year as well.
Now, do people know him from John Wick? From Speed?
Speed,
from,
yes.
From Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Yes.
From The Matrix? What do you know, Keanu? What do people know Keanu Reeves from?
What year was that?
2001.
The Matrix. There are kids that are 20 that don't remember The Matrix. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Think about that.
Now, is there a special Keanu Reeves thing? Because I saw stuff on social media for the last week, not just for the Time Person of the Year, like all kinds of stuff. Bring Keanu back. We want Keanu here.
Yes, that's
we want him there. Is it
his birthday?
What the hell is the reason for it?
No, they literally made a petition on change.org to get his name into consideration. And they said Keanu is the most wholesome person alive, making him the person of the year. Has 37,000 signatures, which isn't even that much when you're a big movie star, quite frankly.
But hold on. Keanu Reeves was in Toy Story 4? He was a voice in that movie?
Well, what voice was he? I don't know.
I'm trying to look right now.
Well,
I just
first of all, you're looking
here.
At characters. Because I saw Toy Story 4.
Oh, you did?
I'm like, what did he play in it? I would love for you to tell me what character.
I feel like if it was Keanu Reeves, now you would know it was him because he's got the same voice in everything, man. It's Keanu.
Yeah, I don't know what he played.
Duke Kaboom.
Duke? See, now I got to Google who the hell Duke Kaboom was. Nobody else has seen Toy Story because it doesn't come out till tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you'll go see it 14 other times with your kids.
I said that I wouldn't ruin anything on the air when I saw it on Monday. And I said, but my... Oh,
Duke Kaboom was the motorcycle... motorcycle guy,
He's
I guess.
The motorcycle toy. So you remember when you were a kid and you had a motorcycle with like the guy on it?
The Evel Knievel guy, the little rider.
So that was one of the toys in Toy Story 4.
Yes.
And that must have been Keanu Reeves. But again... When you're watching it, there's some new characters. And I actually did go and look to see who some of the voices were. I didn't even look for that guy.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted to see who the new voices were.
Just when I Googled Keanu Reeves Toy Story 4 came up. So
well, you know, Tom Hanks is Woody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Tom Hanks isn't young.
No.
So, you know, you'll see in this movie if they're going to keep Woody around in 4 or not. Or if Tom Hanks is good. Yeah, there's a lot going on in
Allison,
Toy Story 4.
Gertrude, Faith.
Look, I'm just saying, remember, people are... Tim Allen, who plays Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks, who plays
Woody,
they're not young anymore. They can't keep, you know, if Toy Story is going to keep going.
I do not want to live in a Toy Story world
without
Woody and or Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, but you haven't met Forky yet, have you?
Forky? Ooh, who's Forky?
Forky's the new character.
Forky.
Forky is the new character. Oh, Forky.
Is Forky a spork? A spoon?
Yeah, it's Forky like, is it a
looks
fork.
Like a, he does look like a spork, by the way. I think Sporky's better, but Forky, I get
it's
it.
It's a toy she makes at school.
You know
Forky.
What? You've reeled me back in. All right.
All right.
Toy
so
Story
Forky is the new star.
And people want Keanu Reeves to be the man of the year.
Stupid.
Whatever.
Well, 37,000. There's 3 billion in the world. Something like that.
A very small percentage when Keanu Reeves.
3 billion, 7 billion, same thing. All right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Time also flies when you have a 2,200-mile round-trip road trip with your girlfriend, your girlfriend's mother, and your girlfriend's two kids.
In a, like, small car.
In a normal-size, five-seat car, five people
small
jam-packed.
Car. Yep. Not normal anymore. The normal are the gigantic SUVs.
True.
You guys had to be crammed in that bitch.
There was actually a decent amount of room for me, because I was driving, and I didn't give a crap about what anybody else was doing. And then it got really weird and really awkward in a hurry, and the awkwardness only got worse by the end of the trip between me and my girlfriend's mother. Allow me to explain.
Please.
So we drive the first day like 600 miles to Council Bluffs, Iowa to stay overnight near like Omaha, Nebraska, right? We're just going to spend the night there because it's an 1,100-mile trip to Colorado.
Yeah. I don't know why you stopped at 3 in the afternoon, though. We were making fun of you for that. Like, who stops in the middle of the day? Keep going, man.
Thought about it, wanted to, but I wanted to get the kids out, wanted to get me out of the car
and
give myself...
He wouldn't let anybody drive his car. He would not let any... Did you know that, Riggs?
Are you serious?
Gibbons wouldn't let anybody else drive his car, but he can live with them, share his money with them, but they can't drive his car. It's bizarre,
My mind changed on that very quickly. Oh, my girlfriend was like, my license is suspended, so she, air quotes, couldn't drive and didn't drive. And I got through the entire trip, me, myself, and I.
Suspended?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell she did. It was a DMV's fault. Who knows? There was a letter sent. I don't know.
Oh, God.
So we get to the first hotel,
another
right?
Story for another day,
yeah, exactly.
Please.
Yeah.
So we get to the first hotel. And of course, we get a discount because I have a friend who works for the company. And of course, there's an issue with the discount. There's a form that has to be printed out that we can't get the right form, right?
Then you feel like a jerk because you're like, I can pay regular.
Exactly.
Right.
So we get the form in. But at this point, I've spent 15 minutes at the front desk while my girlfriend and her mom and the kids went up to the room and like got their bags and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So with 20 minutes pass, I go to the room now finally. My girlfriend is out front smoking a cigarette at this point or something. And her mom goes, I'm Ryan. And she's in like a panic in her voice. I'm Ryan. And I go, what's up? There's an issue in the bathroom. I came in here and I peed and the toilet is clogged. I don't know what happened. Now, there are some telltale signs in a bathroom where you can tell what had happened in that bathroom.
Yeah.
Like if you use your nose, you can tell what happened in a bathroom, right? I can immediately.
She clogs the toilet.
She clogs the toilet with duty, right?
Oh, God.
So we got to call the guy at the front desk. Hey,
which,
I know.
Well, I don't know why she couldn't call the guy at the front desk.
Yeah.
People are like helpless these days. What the hell, dude?
I call the front desk. Our toilet's clogged because my girlfriend's mom and I go, and I'm using air quotes, just peed and clogged the toilet. So the guy comes, the guy fixes it. She goes, I got to go back into the bathroom. She goes back into the bathroom, clogs the toilet again.
Oh my God, this is gross.
Yeah. The guy comes back, all right? That was the first awkward interaction, but not the most awkward by a mile. The rest of the trip happens in Colorado, and there's no real awkward moments between us then. We get back on the road. We're driving back to Wisconsin. We stop again, this time in Omaha, Nebraska, about 20 minutes from where we stopped last time. And I'm like, all right, cool. We're here now. I can tell my girlfriend to take the kids to the pool. She'll go there with her kids and her mom, and I will go get a pizza at the store, and I'll have like 25, 30 minutes of just me time.
Me time.
I'm so excited, right?
Yes.
They go to the pool.
Oh, no.
I go to get the pizza. Mind you, the last time we went to the pool, it was a three-hour adventure. So I'm thinking I got all the time in the world. I got a pizza in my hand. I walk up to the hotel room door. I hear nothing, so I insert the key. I open the door. And when I open the door, standing there topless is my girlfriend's mother.
What? Oh, God, no. The horror.
Bro.
Really?
You can't unsee that either.
No.
It's like seeing your mom naked when you're a kid.
Yeah. Swear to God, swear on the WWE, whatever you want me to swear on. I stand there, I open the door. She's 10 feet in front of me. I go, holy bleep! I drop the pizza. drop the pizza on the floor, take two steps back. The door to the hotel room closes on the pizza box and is now jarred open. Meanwhile, my girlfriend's mom is running around the room saying, "Oh my God, oh my God!" My girlfriend has her daughters in the bathtub because the pool water was too cold. Everyone's screaming, and I'm standing there silent. Sitting in the hall of the hotel,
looking at a floor pizza.
Looking at a floor pizza, a Domino's pizza that was going to be great in Omaha, Nebraska. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to react. And my girlfriend comes out and goes, "You didn't really see anything, did you?" And I just stared her dead in the eyes and didn't have to say a word because she knew.
You should have picked up the pizza, sat down in the hallway by yourself and just eaten it and cried. That's what I would have done.
Rick, I didn't know what to do, but
So wait, so then were you able to look at her later?
No, dude.
How awkward was the rest of the trip?
So awkward, like awkward beyond words. I couldn't speak to her. I couldn't speak to anybody, Allie. Ugh. So like...
Although you will know how your girlfriend's boobs will look when she's older by looking at your mom's boobs. So what?
Really?
Silver linings, bro.
Well, my boobs don't look anything like my mom's, and I've seen them 1,000 times. If that makes you feel better, Gibbons. I'm a girl. I've seen my mom's boobs even to this day 1,000 times. Well, they don't look the same.
Draw me a picture. What do they look like?
In this
house, dude. You think about Alana's mom like that?
No, but I've seen
go
her.
Ahead, turn
I've
it around seen... on him because he thinks he's funny.
Allie, I'm trying to, but I can't get the—I almost cursed—the damn image out of my head of the woman's boobs, and now this. All I want to do is swear. Riggs is a jerk and he's pissing
me
off.
I've seen my wife's mom's boobs. It's unfortunate. It's terrible.
Oh, God.
I can't even. That's disgusting.
It's terrible.
Okay,
you can't get it out of your brain.
I don't even want to know why you've seen her boobs either.
You've stayed at my house for 2 weeks.
So?
She walks around topless.
Are you joking me?
No, I'm not joking at all. No.
What?
No.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Time now for Hell to the Gnaw.
Hell no. To the Gnaw.
So by the way, Gibbons, you weren't here. You know that the guy that sings this song passed away.
Riggs, I...
Bishop Bullwinkle, yeah. He's a real guy.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
And I was drinking a beer at the time.
Yeah.
And I poured out just a little bit for the homie, because, I mean, where would we be without Bishop Bullwinkle?
Hell no, no.
I know.
Very far at all.
Somebody texted in and said, "Hell to the no, when your hours at work change and you miss Gibbons the Great."
Oh.
You don't know what Gibbons the Great is because you only listen in the 7 o'clock hour. We do it at 6:30 and 8:30 or 8:30. I don't even know when this show happens.
We do it at some point between now and then. I don't
Whenever we feel
know.
Like it.
Usually around 8:23 when we do Gibbons the Great.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
You have a Hell to the No? 799-1037. Or you can text us to 71037. Gibbons, go right ahead.
I think you might know what my Hell to the Gnaw is this morning.
What's that? What?
It's when you go on a family vacation with your girlfriend, her two kids, and her mother, and you wind up seeing her mom's boobs.
That's a lot.
You went down to the pool. You were at the pool for 20 minutes. I thought you were going to be at the pool for 2 hours, so I got a pizza pie, opened up the door, and there she is, naked.
There she is. My girlfriend's mother naked.
Oh, God.
Hey, this one's funny, but I'm actually going to defend the chick in this one.
Okay.
Somebody wrote in, the guy wrote in and said, "When you find your first Father's Day card in the center console because your wife never gave it to you, shake my head."
Hell no.
Dude, she's either pregnant or has a baby. She ain't worried about you right now, man. We are stressed out. When we're pregnant or we have a newborn, like, it's nothing personal. The fact that she thought about you is actually really nice when she's got all this going on.
She may not have followed through on delivering
the father.
Yeah. Right? Maybe somebody else.
Jesus, that
took a turn.
One follow-up to that text you just got.
Yeah.
So when we went to Colorado, it was for my girlfriend's niece's baptism, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And her brother said on Father's Day, "Well, it's my first Father's Day and nobody even cares because it's her baptism."
Hell no.
It ain't about you, bro. No, no. It's not about you.
He said that on his own daughter's baptism.
He said that on her baptism. And I said to him, "Well, maybe you know what?" I said, "You know what? Let's make the Rockies game I took you to on Saturday that you didn't pay for a ticket for. Let's make that your Father's Day celebration, all right?"
Hell no.
Zing. I like it a lot.
Have I mentioned I'm really happy to be back with you guys?
Yes.
You
look so excited from your Instagram stories, Gibbons. Oh. Yes, go ahead, Allie.
I tried to update you a little off the air, but fourth time I FaceTime with somebody in a row. Four nights in a row. Still hasn't asked me out. Am I just wasting my time? There's the problem. I wouldn't be so impatient if people weren't on deck. That's
you know,
the difference. No, you don't understand. If there was nobody else... you would wait normally.
No, yeah. Let me be a dude for a second here.
Yes,
as someone who thinks and talks like a dude, Allie,
yeah.
You're allowed to have more than one conversation with more than one person.
I agree, but the core in me doesn't have the time, and you know, if it gets awkward when you start talking to too many people.
I know you don't have a green thumb, but why are you watering this one plant when you have all these other seedlings in the back?
So that answered my question. So you're saying stop talking to him and go out with other people?
I'm not saying don't talk to him. I'm saying water the other plants that are on the side. They got to get some sunlight, some water, bro.
I tried that once, and let me tell you what happened. When I was talking to two guys at once, I felt guilty because one was way more aggressive than the other, and he didn't. I'm not going to tell them because why would I tell you that? It's none of your damn business. Well, I just met you. But then I feel guilty. It feels wrong.
Allie,
I feel like I'm being dishonest. You're not doing anything wrong. You're being 100% transparent with these guys.
No, I'm not. I'm not telling them I'm talking to other people. No
Why not?
Way.
Would you want them to tell you if they were talking to other people?
Just keep it to yourself, dude.
Allie?
If I tell you I'm talking to other people, it's to get you riled up. I'm not doing that.
If they ask you if you're talking to other people, would you tell them?
Yes.
Then don't feel guilt. There's nothing to feel guilty about. You're putting it on yourself.
That's wrong.
It's not wrong.
Four words that I've said to you repeatedly, and I will continue to say to you repeatedly.
Yeah.
Don't think, just live.
Just live.
You're freaking thinking
Isn't
too
she?
Much.
Right,
and that's
fine.
Never gotten to anybody
from
a
the
good
woman
thing.
Who said, I'm not stressed about this, five times this morning. I'm not stressed
because
about this. I'm not
me
stressed
an
about
answer.
This.
No.
You won't give yourself an answer. Every time I give you an answer, you change your mind. Then ask him out.
She's
and
a
I
woman.
Don't want to.
I said he's calling me every night. You go, he doesn't like you. Why does that make any sense to me?
Well, maybe he's not interested. Then you're not going to know unless
night.
You ask him.
Every night.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Then ask him.
Hold on. There were three things I brought up earlier. You missed 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yes.
My dad saying, what's another no in case he doesn't like you? And there was a third thing I brought up off the air that I now can't remember.
Never pass up on a bathroom.
There it is.
What?
Right.
Always. There may not be another bathroom. I don't know. There's your hell to the nose. Oh, you can we'll still read your text to 71037.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great will walk into the studio with a record of 59-11. He is back from his long vacation looking at his girlfriend's mom's boobs. We've heard rumors. I don't know about that. But let's bring him in the studio, ask him some questions. Hey, come on in here, Gibbons the Great.
Hey, me back here better than ever. A little traumatized, but I'm here, okay?
Okay, perfect. Well, we got Stephanie on the phone, and Stephanie's going to take you on this morning, all right? Stephanie versus Gibbons the Great. You ready to go?
I was born ready. Let's do this bumble clutch.
All right, let's go.
Maybe you're thinking of someone that really exists.
Yes.
On your brain, is there someone who's more than 40 years old?
Yes.
Maybe there's an actor on your mind?
Yes.
Yes.
Is this a white person?
Yes.
Maybe you got someone on your brain who's mostly known for playing in action movies?
Yes. Well, no, actually. No.
Is this person known for being in funny things?
Yes.
Okay. Well, is this person that you're thinking of in the movie Grown Ups?
No.
Are you thinking of someone who's a little overweight?
No.
Is this person the main character in movies most times?
No.
Is this character linked maybe to WWE?
Yes.
Okay. Is this person's phrase, you can't see me?
Yes.
Oh, come on now.
I didn't even know that was the phrase.
How could you be not knowing?
Because I don't watch it, Gibbons.
But you got young boys and they be loving it because on your mind, let me clear up the crystal ball first.
Yeah.
Mr. You Can't See Me, Mr. Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, Mr. Never Give Up, the one, the only, John Cena!
Is that right?
Yes!
Yes, you got it right.
I love me, Mr. Cena. Can get me so
I totally
hyped.
Thought I had you stumped there for a minute. You were like way off there. And
yeah,
then just,
you were taking him deep with questions, and I was like, if he gets this wrong,
no way.
We would laugh at him.
How? We would fire him immediately.
I don't think so.
Yes, Stephanie was thinking of John Cena this morning. Thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great. Have an awesome rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
See you, girl.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
My poor baby Owen, he's 7.5, going to be 8 soon, and aww, going into second grade, and he's playing baseball, and I'm so proud of him because he's been the one that's really struggled through the divorce. Hudson doesn't really remember anything, you know, he was a baby when I got divorced.
Yeah.
And so Owen has really come a long way.
Yes, he has.
And he goes, you know, we have him and doing all the right things, going to therapy. We just take care of everything because you got to work at some of this stuff. So he's rocking it. He's got more confidence, more self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
He's not isolating so much at home. He doesn't hang out in his room all day. He wants to come down and hang out with me in Hudson.
Yes.
And not be on his tablet. I'm really proud of all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there we are at the field. He's actually trying to play baseball, unlike 2 years ago, which was a disaster.
Or just sitting down in the field.
And playing with the dirt.
Yep.
But now he really wants to do good at it, and I'm really proud of him. So we're at the field, and he, you know how big my kid is, because I'm like 5'11". My ex-husband's 6'6". This kid is gigantic. You guys know how big Owen is.
He's at least, without exaggeration, a full head above every other child on
easily.
The team.
Look, I'm 5'11". He comes up to my armpit.
He's 7.
You're not 5'11". You're over 5'11", aren't you?
I thought I was six feet till the doctor measured me. I thought I was 6 feet, and then they measured. I must have shrunk.
The extra weight came off your feet.
It might be shorter from the weight. Who knows? Yeah. So he's at the field, and he goes up, and he hits the ball, and he actually hit it for the first time.
Nice.
And he hit it. And I thought, oh, he's got power because he looks like a fifth grader, and he's like in second grade.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, oh, he'll be a good hitter, you know, once he gets the hang of it because he's so strong.
Yeah.
I was like that as a kid. And you hate the field part, but you love the batting.
Yeah.
So he rocks that ball, man. I was like, whoa! And I'm like cheering, Owen! So he gets to first base. And then somebody else comes up and hits the ball. He runs to second. They get him out at second. I miss this in the split second.
No.
So he comes running in crying. And I'm really confused at this point because I'm so proud of him for hitting it. And I go, what are you crying? What's wrong? You just hit the ball. It was amazing. You ran a kid in. Like, this was great.
Oh, he got an RBI, too?
Nice.
Yes. Dude.
Hell yes. RBI.
Yes, hold on, guys. I'm pumped,
bro,
right?
For sports fans listening, you buried the lead. The kid got an RBI on his first hit.
That's awesome.
That's huge.
I know.
That's
huge. Seven.
Jesus.
So, but he doesn't understand that. So he comes in, and I'm kind of being a little stern because it's baseball. I'm like, listen, because I try to let him express themselves.
You're ligavoting him. There's no crying in baseball.
Well, I know what you mean, but I hate saying there's no crying because this is why we're all screwed up, because our parents told us to shut our mouth and not feel anything, and now we're doing things differently,
amen. Right?
We're trying to teach them how to express themselves so they don't have issues like us when they're older. So I'm like, I don't tell him not to cry, but I go, Owen, you just had the most amazing hit. What are you upset for? Get out there with your team. Because he wouldn't pick the bat up. He wouldn't go get his bat. So his bat was laying there, and it was like in the way. And I was like, you got to do the right thing and go help your team now.
Sportsmanship. Very good lesson to teach. Very, very, very good lesson to teach.
Then he sits down in my lawn chair right behind their little bench, and he's crying. Uh-huh. And I go, Owen, what is the problem? You got to go get out there. And he goes, and then all of a sudden he starts bawling.
Oh, no.
And he goes, but I've never made it on base before. And I just got, and I thought, oh, he's upset because he's never been on base. And then he got called out at second. This is more than just,
Allie.
So then my heart broke. And I was like, oh, honey, it's okay. So I hugged him.
They threw him out at second, but the other guy got in. Did you tell him that? Like, he got a run?
Yes, but that didn't matter. He didn't understand that. He's 7.
Dude.
He doesn't get the thing. He did something good for his team, even though he's sad.
Right. He's sad. And then when he said that it was because, it's like almost
like called a sacrifice.
When a kid cries because they're so disappointed, and when you cry, anybody cries, and they're bawling, they start bawling right as they're saying what the problem is, which is,
bro,
but I've never been on base before.
Right.
And I was like, and I just hugged him, and I was like, oh, honey, it's okay. I understand. That's got to be really disappointing. You were so excited to run all the way around, and you didn't get to.
Yeah. In my past, is there a silver lining?
He went up and he got to bat one more time.
Uh huh.
Hit that ball. That kid's going to be a hitter. I think we're realizing now. Hit that ball like a maniac.
Yes.
Nice.
Flying across the field. I'm like, my 7.5-year-old. Woo! Right? I'm like, go Owen! I'm like screaming.
As soon as he's 10, you get that kid on steroids and keep it going.
You don't need to be on steroids. Guys, pecs and he's 7, I swear.
Riggs.
So
when a kid's 7 and he's on steroids, it's called drinking whole milk.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? Give him some whole,
yes.
Give him some whole milk.
So he ended up going around to third. He got all the way to third, and then the game ended, but he was so happy. And he left there happy,
dude.
And everybody was happy. So, but for a second,
yeah,
it was like trauma on the baseball field with 7-year-olds.
For a second, it was trauma.
Yeah.
For the rest of the day, it was good.
It was triumph.
For the rest, I promise you this, for the rest of his lifetime,
for
as long as you are alive and as long as he is alive,
that
will be a story you guys tell and you laugh about. Because I was the same way as Owen in that.
Remember when you were crying because you got an RBI?
I swear to God, because I was the kid in baseball that was bigger than everybody, but I was totally uncoordinated. And I remember the first hit vividly, and then I remember crying because I
I didn't get to go all, like,
you
this
didn't get
exact,
to do the whole bases. That's so crazy.
This exact thing happened
this matters.
To me.
Yeah.
And we talk about it, me and my mom and my dad, still to this day. So this is the story you will tell.
Well, you see other kids doing it, and you want to be a part of that action. Otherwise, you're just swinging a bat and just missing, and it sucks.
And you don't realize how excited they are to get on a damn base. You're it's just rec baseball, man. We're just hanging out here in New Berlin.
Gibbons?
It's not that serious.
Fast forward to like 6-7 years when getting to second base has a whole new meaning for the kid, and then he's really excited about getting to second base.
He better. And Hudson's sitting there with me last night, Gibbons, since you brought this up, telling me how he's going to date lots of girls one day.
Good for him.
And my girlfriend Natalie turns at him, and I turn to him, I go, better watch. I go, you're not dating anyone until you're 30. You got me?
Yeah.
And I was
okay.
Like, I just don't want to get anyone pregnant.
Oh, he
actually
won't.
I changed my mind. I just don't want to get anyone pregnant before he's 30. That's my issue.
Just you know what? Let Uncle Gibbons and Uncle Riggs have the birds and the bees chat with them.
We will, you will die by 22.
If you have sex, you will get chlamydia and you will die.
You know what? Right. I would say something like that to my children, actually.
Everybody grabs
and
some rubbers.
I would lie and say it happened to me. One time I had sex and I got chlamydia.
Well,
I
would
tell die.
I would tell them that story and I wouldn't be lying.
Right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
So they're talking about putting some more red light cameras in around Milwaukee area because of what happened to the police officer that was killed at that intersection at 60th and Capitol. It's a very dangerous intersection.
Yeah.
And some of the Alder people, I will say, because there are men and women, the Alder people, not the Alder man or the Alder woman, the Alder people are thinking that red light cameras could curb some of the reckless driving in some of the higher, you know,
not
more dangerous intersections.
Not if the guy's wasted out of his mind.
Right.
This is my thought on it. First of all, I thought we already had the cameras that took pictures, so I'm shocked we don't. I expect them to come any day.
There should be
whether
more,
these people do it or not, I'm expecting it to come. I'm not going to complain about it. How about you work on some of the drunk driving laws or, like, you know, some of the addiction issues? Because that's not going to stop a drunk guy from going 90 through a red light and killing a police officer. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to do, that may help you get tickets. That may help you curve. But a drunk person's not going to go, oh, there's a camera, so I'll stop. You know what I'm saying?
They're already in the car. They're already driving.
I don't see how that's a solution.
They're also looking
not
at,
a fan.
They're also looking at strengthening the DWI and OWI laws.
Well,
there
that,
you
f-
which
there
is
you
another
go.
Thing.
My, I mean,
now we can work with something.
Right.
I know people back in Jersey who got one DUI, lost their license for 6 months, had to pay thousands of dollars in money, whereas in Wisconsin, it takes, without exaggeration, like 3 or 4 to even get a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, it's absurd. Yeah.
And one bill they're introducing says that anyone...
Until somebody dies, Gibbons.
Exactly.
Anyone gets a mandatory minimum of 5 years in prison for a convicted homicide with an intoxicated use of a vehicle.
That's
so,
it?
Like the guy.
5 years? If somebody killed
years.
My family member, they'd only get 5 years? Is that right?
That's what they're saying in that first time bill,
That's BS.
Yeah. Right.
What the?
Mm-mm.
They need to be stricter with the drunk driving. They really do. Because I've heard, there's too many stories in Wisconsin of somebody with 5-6 OWIs. And I'm like, how do you get that many? How are they back on the road?
Because it's, well, one, some of them don't have a license and they're just,
and they're
going,
just
they're back on the road.
Yes, they're just going.
Two, we have major addiction issues, not just in Wisconsin, in the entire country and the world. So we have to talk about the alcoholism problem in Wisconsin and how the culture of it is accepted. Three, I think they go in and it's hard for judges because you know someone's not, they have addiction issues. So you know what I'm saying? It's like you have to figure out, you could send them to rehab.
Accountability.
You, it's like, yeah, I that sounds easy with addiction though. You see what I'm saying? Like there's so many things. What's four?
Five words. Don't be stupid, you moron.
Yeah.
There you go.
Four more. Don't drink and drive.
There you go.
You're stating the obvious.
We can say that until we're blue in the face, but it's Wisconsin, man.
It's kind of like the prison reform stuff. Do you want to send a bunch of addicts to prison or do you want to get them help? This is where people have the fight. This is what I'm saying is the argument. So the problem is you may send them to rehab, but then if they're drinking again and...
Just had like 6 stories to the Dewey Center. They keep throwing people into the Dewey Center. Just put them all in there.
Oh, where they put the people.
Which is an addiction recovery center.
Yes, thank you.
That Aurora does.
You said Dewey System and I went Dewey Decimal System. I got really confused. I'm sorry.
Now you derailed the Gibbons. Thank you.
Damn it.
Thank you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 687 will be posted a little bit later this morning. You can catch up and hear everything we discussed this morning. We try to learn something every day on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something this morning about Gibbons.
Oh?
I learned that Gibbons has a new nickname, and that is Peeping Tom, because he tried to sneak into I'm kidding. Gibbons saw his girlfriend's mom's boobs.
Yeah, dude.
By accident.
Can you say awkward?
Yes, 100% I can say awkward. But I know how you feel, seeing your girlfriend's mom's boobs. I've seen my wife's.
That's a little strange.
Well, I'm just telling him I know the scar that you feel on your eyes.
You too have
and
seen.
And how my wife's mother's boobs, yes. You can't unsee it.
No, you're going to be traumatized forever every time you look at her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now when you see her with her clothes on, it's going to be even more difficult. Because moving forward, you're going to be like, oh, God, I saw your boobs. This is weird.
Do you guys want to know what's going to be the honest-to-God most awkward moment ever?
What?
I don't know if she was listening this morning.
You guys haven't discussed.
No. I got to leave here and go to her house to pick up my girlfriend's kids.
Oof.
Awkward!
Well, you're doing a good deed, so she shouldn't have anything bad to say about you.
Damn right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you weren't going to get the kids, I'd say just get drunk first so it's not so awkward, but that would be even
my
worse.
God.
Right? Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
Yes. Uh-huh. I learned that Allie is just awesome and that I get paid to say this.
Yes!
Thank you, Danny.
I paid Daniel to say that on the radio because he's one of my favorite Instagram people who swung by the studio. I said, just when they ask what you learned today, say, I learned Allie's awesome and she paid me to say that.
Hashtag ad. You got to put hashtag totally ad or we will get sued.
Hashtag really paid him a lot.
Man. Yes. Totally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for coming, Daniel. And he's German. That's why he sounded like that.
Yes, he did. I love his accent. I swear, your accent, Daniel.
Don't be shy. That's what's so funny about you.
It's adorable.
And your personality.
And I'm funny, charming.
Question.
Charming.
Yes.
Question. And this is a God's honest question that needs an answer. Is your name Daniel O or Danny Lou? Because your Instagram handle is Daniel with a couple extra L's and a couple extra O's.
I put him on my Instagram story if you want to see it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, the only person who said Danny Lou to me was Ellie. So, and we still
Danny
struggle
Lou.
With it. So they, I mean, child sometimes calls me Danny Lou, but it's actually Daniel O O.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just don't want to put my last name in it.
Okay, fair enough.
So it's Daniel O O.
Yeah, like a shock moment.
Will you say something in German for us real quick? Just keep listening for Shawn Mendes tickets.
What?
Say that. Say keep listening to win Shawn Mendes tickets.
Hört weiter zu, die Shawn Mendes tickets zu bekommen.
There you go,
nice.
See?
Whoa!
Because they will we'll hear that Shawn Mendes song again later.
This
listening
multilingual,
forward.
Multinational show. Look at us. Worldwide, baby.
What did you learn, Gibbons?
I learned that I'm back at work and I'm happy as hell.
Yay!
I've never been happier to be at work.
We're happy you're back.
Yes!
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.